When Governor Larry Hogan lifted some statewide coronavirus restrictions, including his stay-at-home order, he left it up to local officials to decide how to move forward into the first phase of his recovery plan. The result of that is a patchwork of rules that change as you cross county lines. Some county health officers told state lawmakers yesterday that the variation is forcing them into a defensive position as they explain their choices to confused residents. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Stores in Baltimore City are closed. In Baltimore and Anne Arundel counties, retail is open for curbside pickup and delivery. In Harford and Carroll counties, you can actually go inside stores. When Hogan lifted his stay-at-home order last week, he said what's considered safe will necessarily vary county by county. Montgomery and Prince George's counties alone account for half of the state's COVID-19 cases.
Prince George's and Montgomery counties have the highest number of cases, and they have made it clear that they are not yet ready to move into stage one, while many other counties with a lower number of cases feel strongly that they are able to do so.
But even the metrics used to decide if it is safe to lift restrictions vary county by county. Anne Arundel County wants to have the capacity to test 2% of its population each week. In Montgomery County, the goal is 5% of the population each month. Speaking with the state legislature's COVID-19 task force via Zoom on Wednesday, Montgomery County Health Officer Travis Gales said he wishes the state were taking more of the lead on these decisions.
It's created a dynamic where we have had to be put on the defensive, quite frankly, as local health departments, in terms of justifying why we aren't opening up and why our metrics don't match up.
Gales said Montgomery County may not be able to completely lift all of the restrictions allowed in the first phase of Hogan's recovery plan. During a call with reporters later on Wednesday, he said they may be able to allow curbside pickup for retail in a week or two.
We continue to work and talk with our partners in other jurisdictions to think about how we can do this and, you know, move together. Because as we've emphasized before, the boundaries across the jurisdictions, people come and go pretty easily.
During the call with legislators, Anne Arundel County Health Officer Nilesh Kalyanaraman said local health departments aren't the only ones affected by the variable rules.
Certainly the business community, social services, are all involved in this. And so that sort of coordination gets really difficult across counties when it's done at the state level.
Howard County Health Officer Mara Rossman said she understands the need for variation. After all, the pandemic looks a lot different in Garrett County in Western Maryland than it does in Central Maryland. The challenge, she said, is communicating to the public what's safe and what's not.
I'll admit sometimes I'm confused, and I certainly think that the public is confused that as we talk about reopening, suddenly we can all go out without masks, social distancing is not so important, and suddenly safer or safe at home becomes no longer needed.
She said officials need to make sure the public knows that the virus isn't going away anytime soon, and that some of the restrictions may need to get tighter again if the infection rates get worse. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.